And welcome back to Plexus with George. Forgive the lateness of posting this up. I've been very busy with family commitments, my son having his wisdom teeth out. But that's just another thing that you have to do as a family man. I can make a lot of excuses for not doing a lot of things and for my business, and that's what they are, a lot of excuses. As men, always put our families first. But in the process, we have to realize that we also have to look for other people who are doing the same thing and build relationships with them at the same time. I'm not saying that you should knock somebody over at your nearest Subway sandwich counter if they're saying they have a headache or something. You might just want to mention that you have a natural product that you think might could help them. If it doesn't, they can get their money back within 60 days of buying it. Or any other product for that matter, for any other health concern that someone mentions. I keep this brief and short for the very reason that we're all very busy people this evening, and I am personally worn out from a very busy schedule for those past couple weeks. I just wanted to say that after watching my wife today at her workplace, that it's true that the ladies have a leg up on us, and they're more prone to start a conversation or want to talk. We have to find ways as men to be able to talk freely without putting our foot in our mouth and not overdoing it, so to speak. But if nothing else, we need to ask them, you know, how they, if somebody knows somebody, find them running somebody we know, we need to ask them how they've been, how's their family. Just, you know, we are a relationship business first, and we care about people first, and then we care about, you know, we can talk to people about selling a product per se, but we are into relationships first, and people don't like to be looked at as the fatted calf to be put up for sacrifice. Like I've talked about before, you have to have some scruples while you're doing this. You don't need to look like the used car salesman that could sell ice to Eskimos. We don't want that kind of person in our business. Or if we run a permanent person that wants in our business, we would have to have a lots of patience to try to work with them and get them to funnel the energy in a better way. Anyway, the whole crux of what I was wanting to get back to is that as men, we get busy running from one thing to the next. We want to be the shepherd at the door to keep the wolf out. That's what it is. So not having something, I need this or I need that, or my children need this or that, and that's fine and well. But it can be awfully time consuming, and we can be taken away with not paying attention to our own business needs. It is a business, not a hobby. If you treat it like a hobby, it will produce hobby results. I should know. I've treated it like a hobby many times and got nothing out of it, except 100-pound weight loss. And that was worth more than the money, of course, but that's another story. Anyway, I just wanted to say a few kind words and encourage you guys to do your best and let God take care of the rest. And that's this week's weekly podcast of George with Plexus. Thank you so much. God bless. Have a good week. Bye now.